For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Our top local story, just over an hour from now, you can expect to hear a loud boom on the north side. And if you're going northbound over the Dames Point Bridge, you may see a little bit of a plume as JEA is set to implode two selective catalytic reactors at the St. Johns River Power Park. Live team coverage continues with WOKV's Stephen Ponson. And unlike when the cooling towers came down last June, Stephen, this time around, there's going to be less dust, they say.
Yeah, less dust, JEA says, that's going to come out of these two catalytic reactors that are set to come down here within the next over an hour or so. I actually just got to the entrance site to where everyone's supposed to come in to see the explosion. And as you would expect, it's quiet. People are traveling to work right now along the East Beltway and also along New Berlin Road, where this implosion is going to happen. Real quiet right now. Sun's starting to come up. Clouds are also off in the distance as well. But around 8 o'clock or so, you're going to hear a loud bang. Probably going to see the reactors come down. If you're crossing over the Dames Point Bridge, approaching Hexter Drive, no dust is supposed to be leaving the area. Just a loud bang is what you're supposed to expect. And this is part of the overall decommissioning project that JEA is doing here at this retired plant. And they say that once this plant finally is decommissioned completely, it'll help lower their carbon footprint by about 30%, Rich.
Yeah, it's about 40% complete, they say, the decommissioning process. The next major event that comes after today is another implosion that should take place sometime this summer. Now, these two units, selective catalytic reactors, stand about 244 feet in the air. So certainly a lot to bring down, and that's why you'll probably hear that boom at about 8 o'clock. We'll have it live for you here on Jacksonville's Morning News. And if you're going to be in front of a computer, you can stream it on our Facebook at WOKV News. We'll have live video there.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.